I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Walk around your local convenience store, and you'll see dozens of familiar food products with stickers that read, con limón, with lime. You've got sports drinks, chips, condiments, even ramen noodles. From Austin, Texas, reporter Brenda Salinas looks at how lime seems to be taking over American junk food, and what that says about the growing influence of Latino culture here in the U.S.
I'm in a 7-Eleven in one of the whitest parts of Austin, South Congress. I'm here to meet two self-declared junk food scholars, comedians Adrian Villegas and Guillermo de Leon. They want to show me their latest discovery.
Yeah, see, this is limon pepino, which is awesome. I like this one. You got to try this one.
De Leon passes Villegas a bottle of cucumber lime flavored Gatorade.
And you see the label, Nuestro Sabor.
That's right.
So they know who they're selling to. None of the rest of these say that.
Strictly at us. It's totally targeting us.
The entire refrigerated section is peppered with lime. Lime-flavored Pepsi, Arizona brand tea, con limon. And then we hit the beer aisle.
Then there's a whole entire Latino theme section where the alcohol is.
Not only are the American companies coming in, but now you have the Mexicans coming in with Modelo Chelada. I mean, that's, you're already a Mexican beer and you're trying to make it even more Mexican.
Then we walk over to the real limon jackpot.
See, this is my area of expertise. You've got
the chips.
Yeah, the chip aisle.
Lay's, Smart Pop, and the whole Edo family, Cheetos, Doritos, Fritos, Tostitos, all have a version with limon or chile with limon. So when did limon take over American junk food?
5 years ago, I was at the store and I was looking for mayonnaise, and they had, McCormick has a mayonesa, and it's mayonnaise with a little bit of lime in it. And so I thought that was interesting. It's, you know, it was the first time I'd ever seen anything specifically targeted.
Felipe Corzeni says De Leon's memory is right. It did all start with mayonnaise. Corzeni is director of the Center for Hispanic Marketing Communication at FSU.
Mayonnaise has been particularly successful because they make it like that in Mexico. The mayonnaise that is sold in the stores for many, many years before that happened in the U.S. already had lime in it. So I believe it has an appeal.
With the success of mayonesa here in the U.S., American food brands started recognizing that Mexicans and Central Americans will squeeze a wedge of lime into almost anything.
It is a very cultural thing. It is very ingrained in the traditions of the culture. It's very common to see large amounts of lime at the table.
And going after the Latino market has paid off big time, because it's not just Latinos buying lime-flavored products. Cole Clemens, the manager of the 7-Eleven on South Congress, tells us the lime cucumber Gatorade flies off the shelves, not to mention the chips.
I'm running low on that flavor. I'm waiting for my next shipment in.
And the chips, like the hybrid, like Doritos with the different...
Yeah, especially when school's in session. Takis, especially the Takis.
Is it Latino kids buying them or?
No, all kids.
Americans have always gone for Mexican flavors. Salsa overtook ketchup as the most popular condiment in America way back in 1992. That's when there were fewer than half as many Latinos in the country. Now, Latinos here have buying power. Last year, they spent $1.5 trillion in the U.S. on consumer products. And U.S. food companies are scrambling to appeal to them.
It's kind of an invisible, unremarked upon influence, but it's definitely there.
The proof is in the junk food. For The World, I'm Brenda Salinas, Austin.